いらっしゃい、いらっしゃい。ポストワーク、
トゥアザジム
の、トーツ。So, I had a thought as I was leaving work, and I was like, that's a really good thought. We're gonna do a little pot-a-rooney, podcast-a-rooney. So, you can't be upset with someone for being who they are. So I thought of him, like, that's really interesting. Like, every person you meet is going to be who they are or how they are. And there's nothing you could do about that. That's, you know, kind of a fact of life that, you know, you're going to meet people and they are, whatever they are, and you have to accept that and say, okay, this person is this character, they act like this, they have good, they have bad, they have neutral. And yeah, I was just like, wow, that's some wisdom there. I think that's a golden nugget for the month, and it's February 1st, so that's my nugget for the month. So that's my golden ticket to the factory. I think it's really really an idea that it can definitely do a lot of work once you say, okay, let me step back from a situation. Let me just, you know, think about XYZ. Be like, okay, like person X. Okay. Act like this. And, you know, a lot of the upset and negative emotions come from how we process things, how when things happen, other person, right? They're just living their life, they're being who they are. And their actions show that, and they say, hey, this is me, and okay, right, we have to just say, okay, thank you for that, thank you for that gift of showing me where your priorities are, or like who you are. And even when things are maybe not exactly working out as we wanted or planned, we do gain that insight of people through how they act, and we can say, you know, just observe, and it's like, oh, okay, interesting, curious, not maybe the way I would have done things, or how I would have done things, or my approach, or my process. And we get to say, oh, okay, now we know how person X is in this situation, or under these circumstances. And I think this insight is more impactful for those who have an opportunity to be leaders or have influence more people, because you can just say, hey, whatever, like, there you go, no problem, right? You don't get carried away, and, you know, you're the impulsive or those, you know, thoughts that come up. You say, okay, like, great, like, okay, move on, thank you, next. So there you have it. I don't have another thought for you, but I think if I can expand on this in any other ways that are productive for your learning. And specifically, this was, you know, I thought it was in context of me working at work, and right, I have my coworkers who they are, management who they are, and maybe I was initially inspired by my senpai earlier this week, which you said, right, no matter where you work, you're going to have people who you like, people you don't like, people you get along with, people you don't get along with, or people along that spectrum of agreeability. And you can't get hung up on that affecting work, because no matter what you do, you're going to have to go to work somewhere doing something for some company in some way, and that company is going to have its pros and cons. Right now, I am at the Starbucks, pros and cons, you know, right? Pros, it's pretty flexible, I can pretty much do whatever. It is on my feet, and it is seeing people, making a difference in those small interactions. Cons, Starbucks is a corporation. The actions are, I wouldn't say necessarily questionable. I think the actions show where Starbucks is, and it, you know, that is not something I'm really the biggest fan of, because if I think, say, you know, I thought, you know, we all think Starbucks is so great and really good for employees, and it is not bad. Right? There are positive things Starbucks does do. And I think Starbucks has shifted. I think really, I talked the other day about the Aliados. I don't know. I've definitely sampled it a bit more. I've been a little more aggressive and just like being like, here, try this. Like, oh, you want to try this? They're like, yeah, sure. Like, it definitely has a... I'm coming around to it being a exploratory beverage, something that's something different, something you haven't tried, and different texture in your mouth, and that is definitely a positive thing about the drink. It's a different experience in your mouth, which does expand your palate in a way, or the experiences you've had with your mouth. I think that's something we can learn. I think the drink, the pot one, I'm kind of growing on it. I think right, with the oat milk, maybe like something, just definitely tastes interesting. Right? Like, I don't think it's worth the $7 or $8. If I were just a consumer in this situation, the price tag is honestly too high. The foam itself is $2. $2! For like a modification to your drink, shit. That, I mean, like, right, we're in the realm of coffee. When you talk about modifying food, right, $2 is the usual upcharge for different meats or whatever. And we're talking about something you might get every day, or once a week, twice a week, whatever you're. So, my thought, after thinking about it, is it feels like Starbucks doubled down on this idea like too much. That they're like, yeah, like we're just gonna do this. Let's just do it. Like buy this thing. It's like, I don't know. It feels like the kind of thing where like financial moves are made, and now the company has to like deal with this thing. At least if I was running the company, that's how I would do it. And similar, I think, with the Blonde Espresso. I think, okay, so like if I look back at Starbucks history, Blonde was offered eventually at some point, and probably most people didn't get it. Right? They offered the Blonde Vanilla Latte, which is the thing you can order in the app. All the shaken espressos that are featured, besides the regular shaken espresso, use Blonde Espresso. Does it taste better or worse? I'm going to say no. I think once you're adding milk and sugar, it doesn't really matter what kind of espresso. I think if you just had milk, you probably can taste the difference between different espressos. Right? If you do make a latte, right, with like a super special blend with your own espresso, I think that is possible. But right, we're talking about the brown sugar, which gets 4 pumps of the brown sugar, which 4 half pumps, the full pump would be 2, and you have cinnamon, you have the brown sugar. So I mean, in terms of things, it's like pretty okay, and you know, maybe there was a time where there was a lot of blonde. We're like, we gotta sell this blonde. Surprise! Now you're selling more blonde, just by virtue of, you know, having this being an offering. So now 15 or 20% of those drinks are going to be to this one. Right? And the scale of Starbucks is, that does lead to a lot more sales. Aliado, I tried it at the roastery when it first came out. It was like a huge thing. And I'm like, well, I got to try this, right? Because I'm, you know, coffee fan, flan. And it was like not bad. Definitely was like interesting. I tried it more because like, you know, gimmicky, it's something interesting. And I forget what it cost. Now it's going like in all the stores. And that makes me feel that there is other factors in play here, because it wasn't that popular in the reserve stores or stores that it did. It was my impression from the news. Even I tried, I was kind of like, well, you just gotta try it. I don't think it's, doesn't seem like it. And some people, you know, they try, they're like, oh, this is interesting, and it's different. And, you know, we can see where this goes. But my gut is saying, maybe there was a deal for something, they're like, we're going to do this, or it was, like, it said it was the idea, like, of Howard in the article I saw on my phone today. And Starbucks is just pushing it out, and they're pretty much at this point committed. So, right, if Howard believed this in this idea and was like, no, we're going to do this, right, then, like, it's going to happen. He was CEO, now it's been passive flaxi, but this could have been, like, the last thing they're like, you know, he was like, no, this has got to be a thing. Which, like, falls in line with what I've been reading, in that he is a visionary person. He is a very, you know, influential, one of the most influential people, probably. One of the most, right? Starbucks is something that impacts us all. You could be from anywhere, any social class, you know Starbucks. Like McDonald's, same thing. You know, you just be like, yeah, fries. You know, number one, number two, number whatever, all that stuff. Personally, right, I have shifted away from McDonald's, right? That's something I wouldn't even imagine of getting. At this point, I'd rather spend the time to make my own food. Also, like, saving the dollars and that, right, for the price of, like, whatever, the 10 or whatever I would spend on McDonald's, right, not only is it not really in line with my nutrition and health goals, financial goals, it's like, well, I literally can, like, make way more food for, like, cheaps. That's interesting, too. I mean, of course, with coffee, you can say, well, if I buy my own, right, it's, you can support your local places by buying beans, and I think that is a market not nearly as utilized, I want to say exploited, but we're not exploiting people here. But exploited was the word that came to mind. And one day I'll roast my own stuff. I think that's got to be part of my journey, as well as getting a manual espresso. And right, that it's a whole different process to do manual espresso and to, you know, prep all the pucks and all that so that you can get your extraction. For me, it's something I would like to do. But for the average person, like, right, you're just a person who wants coffee, you could probably buy an espresso. Actually, oh yeah, I was by my senpai, and she had an espresso, and I tried two things, and they were good. Like, I was satisfied with the taste. Right, even the Keurig is fine. Like, I've had that. You can use your own coffee. It tastes good. And, you know, if a taste is there, like, that is really the, you know, deciding factor. So I think with Aliano, it can really, you know, we'll see. I think Starbucks is definitely a little bit aggressive in where they want this to go. You know, we were supposed to, you know, sell or sample 100, which, I mean, that's, you know, in like a 10-hour period, you're sampling 10 customers. That's really not that many people. You know, if you sample 10 customers or, like, you know, 5 drive-through, 5 inside, that's like pretty fair. Just be like, look, sample 5 within this hour. Just make it happen. And we're like, okay, there you go. But yeah, we have to accept people for who they are. So, like, right with Uncle Howard, we're like, yep, he was probably a narcissist. That, right, those qualities led to him creating an organization. That new theory that is an organization where narcissistic behaviors, or behaviors that are similar to those of a narcissist, thrive and do very well, necessarily because the organization was created by that kind of person. Whereas if I had an organization, I think, was created by someone focused on kindness and stuff, that might be a different priority. And I think that, for me, may be where I just don't feel at home in Starbucks. I can get behind the mission and values if you just look at the statement in practice, or what I've observed. There is a gap, and I can't really come to an answer. And this, right, could be corporate being a corporation. This is what happens because where an organization exists at the level that does and impact the level of people, because, you know, Starbucks is literally in millions of people's lives, they're serving millions of cups of coffee a day. It, you know, this stuff we can't really imagine, or, you know, you have to, you know, appreciate the scale that Starbucks' influence. And, you know, one comment at work the other day was, you know, what if we had, like, artisanal bread to serve with the oh, you know, that would be pretty cool. You know, if you had, you know, I mean, it's logistics nightmare, because you'd have to figure out each cafe and trying if you want to do local source breads, but you could probably do partnership with, like, Princi, which they do have, or another company, and, you can, you know, have the bread. Maybe. Let's, you know, we could say, okay, this might be a thing. We just have to, you know, show up and be there, be kind. Let the world be. And today I got to see an old manager who came by from her store, hang out with my current manager. So, you know, life is good. We're just chilling, bro. We're just chilling. And again, like, I think, you know, theme is people, humanity is good and bad. And, like, that's literally just the same exact thing that I'm saying with, you know, we have to accept people for who they are. You have to accept humans for being this range of, you know, human experiences, how we are, can be super saintly and kind on one end. You know, you think of Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, people who did work for the greater good and at their own peril. And then you go on the other side, someone like Hitler. That's the, you know, the example. Just kind of evil. Not kind of, literal evil. At the same point, I can understand Hitler. I can, right, like, not to say I sympathize, but you can see, okay, what is his thought process? Right? Something in his life happened with Jewish people. Something, right, at some point he was already predisposed to think this way. So something happened that, like, sent him down the path of, you know, doing what he ended up doing. So that's interesting in a way. Right? And people kind of are who they are. Like, you know, Hitler was destined to be someone like Hitler. All the visionaries as well, you know, Uncle Howard included, that, you know, his disposition was to make Starbucks. And if he didn't have the drive and determination that, you know, come along with maybe narcissistic behaviors, and, you know, maybe Starbucks wouldn't be what it is. Maybe Peace Coffee would have happened, other ones would have happened. The coffee as we know it would not have come at the time that it did, maybe as quickly as it did, or in the way that it did. And, you know, we have to thank Uncle Howard for that. You know, be grateful for whatever happened, whatever was his way of existing. So I will leave you with that. I'm off here at the gym. It's going to be a great workout. We're doing upper. We're in the bulk time. We are modulating our calories. We are doing our best, and we will have notes soon.